Doggy decorating. You've heard the saying, looks can be deceiving. That statement describes our little terrier's coat. When you see him, he looks like a sleek little pooch who doesn't shed. That's true, September through February. However, when March blows in, he gives March madness a new interpretation. Most folks who meet the Winter Buster love to pet his silky fur and rub his soft ears. Let them visit before a spring dethatching, and they'll wear Buster home. That little guy sheds like a champ. If there were Olympics for losing winter hair, our pet would win a gold medal. Once we're well into summer and he's down to his hot weather duds, I forget about his ability to fill brush after brush with taupe fluff. Throughout the cold months, I don't think a thing about Buster's special talent, but come those first warm days, and I remember, he's a nesting bird's best friend. As soon as I spy those first filaments separating from follicles, we spend spa time together. I don't know that he sees getting repeatedly swiped with a grooming glove as pleasurable, but I'm on a mission to capture as much of that loose hair before it gets on me or someone else. He's just a little guy, only 14 pounds, but he fills either the grooming mitt or a wire brush time after time with handfuls of velvety fiber. For years, I tossed his winter long johns in the trash as quickly as I gleaned them, even though I'd heard of folks who harvest their beloved beast's hair and spin it into yarn to use for weaving or knitting. That seemed over the top, even considering how much raw material my little Jack Russell eliminates each year. I figure he's good for at least a child-sized sweater. During my musings, I read an article about how birds lining their nests with anything downy, including pet hair. Aha! The ultimate repurposing without purchasing a spinning wheel or the accoutrements to take up either knitting or weaving. Learning to upcycle my pooch's fuzz to improve neighborhood bird real estate changed my attitude about Buster's spring blessing. Instead of being upset that his winter growth falls out, I pledged to capture every strand to share with robins, sparrows, wrens, flycatchers, and even starlings. The minute I spy loose hairs, I command my four-legged buddy to join me in the brush on the deck. It reminds me of vacation advertisements that depict folks receiving spa treatments on sunny beaches. Old Sol's rays beat down to warm the tops of Buster's and my heads and shoulders, while balmy breezes riffle our hair. As I combed my little friend to remove loose fiber, I figured Buster would enjoy this Western Kansas version of a tropical beauty treatment. I don't understand why he kept trying to escape my grip to bark at imaginary invaders. Spotting Buster's fuzz lining a bird nest makes those hours grooming him even more worthwhile. I like to think the coat that warmed him through cold winter days keeps future serenaders toasty and comfy until they fledge. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the high plains.